This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the Women Empowerment Mahasammelan organized on the 300th birthday of the Lok Mata Devi Ahilya Bai at Jamhuri Maidan in Bhopal yesterday. During this event, the Prime Minister inaugurated key infrastructure projects, including the Indore Metro's first phase and two regional airports, one at Satna and other at Datia.
आज मध्य प्रदेश को पहली मेट्रो सुविधा मिली है इंदौर पहले ही स्वच्छता के लिए दुनिया में अपनी पहचान बना चुका है कुछ दिन पहले ही केंद्र सरकार ने रतलाम नागदा रूट को चार लाइनों में बदलने के लिए स्वीकृति दे दी है केंद्र सरकार ने इंदौर मनमाड़ रेल परियोजना को भी मंजूरी दे दी है आज मध्य प्रदेश के दतिया और सतना भी हवाई यात्रा के नेटवर्क से जुड़ गए हैं
Mr. Modi also released the first installment for the construction of 1,271 Atal Gram Seva Sardans, and which will provide a permanent office infrastructure for the village panchayats and improve the local governance through the Atal Gram Suhasan Bhavan initiative. The honor and the legacy of Devi Ahilyabai Holkar, a commemorative postage stamp of the 300 rupees coin, were released. The National Investigation Agency has conducted search operations at 15 locations in 8 states across the country in Pakistan-linked espionage case. In a statement, NIA said that the searches were conducted at the premises of the subjects linked to the Pakistani intelligence operations in the states of Delhi, Mumbai, Haryana, Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan, Chhattisgarh, Assam, and West Bengal. Several electronic gadgets and sensitive financial documents, along with the indiscriminate materials were seized during this researches. As per the NIA investigations, the suspects had connections with the Pakistani operatives and acted as a financial conduit in the carrying out of espionage activities in India. Ports, Shipping and Waterways Minister Sarbandana Sonowal has embarked a 5-day official visit to Norway and Denmark from Monday. During this Norway visit, the minister will address the high-level meeting on the oceans at the 60th edition of the Nord Shipping event in Oslo and inaugurate the first Indian pavilion. The Indian pavilion includes a dedicated pavilion in the National Maritime Heritage Complex and engages the global delegations of India 5,000-year-old civilization maritime heritage and the global linkages. Mr. Sonowal will also chair the India at Nord Shipping Country session and hold bilateral outreach for the upcoming India Maritime Week 2025, scheduled from the 27th to the 31st of October in Mumbai. In a major political development in Nagaland, all 7 legislatures of the Nationalist Congress Party have emerged with the ruling Nationalist Democracy Progressive Party, raising the NDPP strength to 32 in 60-member state assembly. The Minister of the Parliamentary Affairs and senior NDPP leader KG Kenye informed that the media last evening that the NCP MLAs have submitted their merger application to the Assembly Speaker, who formally accepted it. And Mr. Kenya said that the move strengthens the Chief Minister leadership and aligns with the legislators of the state-centric party that is specially positioned to address the local issues. Miss Thailand Opal Suchata was crowned as Miss World 2025 in the 72nd edition of the Miss World pageant held in the Hyderabad tonight. Ethiopia's Hasit Derje Admasu stood first runners-up and Poland's Maja Kalja was declared second runners-up. Russia has vowed to continue in their military campaign in Ukraine till the underlying causes of the conflict are resolved and the peace agreements are formally ratified. Chairman of the Russian State Duma's Defense Committee, Andrei, has ruled out the unconditional ceasefire, stating that Moscow would continue if the assaults unless a formal lasting agreement is signed between the two countries. The All India Federation has announced a set of amendments to its regulation and the status of the transfer of the players, which will come into effect from today. The reforms focus on enhancing the player welfare, supporting women's football and the youth football more effectively, and improving regulatory transparency. And that is the end of this news bulletin.